it's a special day in the football calendar in this country, and hopefully we can do ourselves and the city proud and win the game. And we were in this position a couple of years ago and we put in a fantastic performance, so hopefully we can replicate that. And if we get anywhere close to that level of performance, then we give ourselves a really good chance.
Season didn't finish the way you wanted it, but say there's a surprise there now, they'd be lifted. There's two trophies they won in this competition, as in the league and the FA Cup, and Derry's in the cup. So it's something that can give the fans a lift after last weekend.
I can give everyone a lift, the supporters, players, staff, board, everybody connected to the club. And when you actually take into consideration the route that we've had to take to get to the final, then the players and we deserve loads of credit, because St Pat's, in the Brandywell, Shelburne in the Brandywell, and then away from home to Cork and Bohemians, it's been an extremely tough route to the final. We haven't conceded a goal and we've scored plenty, so the players deserve all the credit in the world for the cup run. And hopefully they deserve to finish it off.
Yeah, it's been difficult opponents to get the final, but this Sunday's final opponents, Drogheda, are equally as tough. They might be down near the bottom, but they've turned it around since the summer, Rory.
Aye, they've been very, very good since the summer. The recruitment's been outstanding, and a lot of respect for what they do there. And we'll show them the utmost respect, but when the whistle goes on Sunday, we'll be doing everything in our power to win the game.
So, is this a case where you have experience on there in the likes of Pat Hoobin and Michael Duffy and, of course, Patrick McIlhenny? They've all won trophies. There's a couple haven't played in the FAI Cup Finals. Would you be looking at your more experienced players to get the message across what it takes?
Well, I think a lot of the players that haven't played in the FAI Cup Final have still played in big games, so it won't faze them in any way, shape or form. But the lads that have won FAI Cups know what it's all about, and hopefully we've a lot here that won it 2 years ago, so we can take optimism from that and confidence from that and know that we can do it on the big stage and in a fantastic arena, and that's what we'll be planning to do.
What's the preparations, Rory? Is it full scale training and head down early?
We'll go down and we'll train this week, prepare the team the best way possible and drive down on the bus on Saturday after training and try and relax a bit and spend a bit of time together and then off we go.
Word about the fans, thousands went the last time, thousands have purchased their tickets to go again coming this weekend, and it's going to be a cavalcade of red and white heading down the road, and the fans do help when they're on the final. I mean, you give a message to them of how important they are.
Huge credit to them, because the Aviva's not just around the corner, as we know. 3.5 probably plus hours to get there, because obviously Drogheda are travelling in the same direction to the stadium, so our supporters come in big numbers to these games, and we want to do them proud, and we want to make that journey and that commitment from them. They also, we want to reciprocate it and try and pick up our second FAI Cup in 3 years.
And how have you found the mood around the city compared to a couple of years ago, where you were visiting the schools again and the reception you've got this time around as well?
Listen, the kids make it all worthwhile. The children make it all worthwhile. You can have a tough day, and then you bump into a child who's covered in dairy stuff and he wants to talk to you and talk about his heroes, and that's what it makes it all worthwhile. You can have tough times, but for me, it's the children around the city and obviously other supporters as well. But when you see the kids all in their dairy stuff and looking up to their heroes, then it's quite special.
You played in cup finals, you've now managed in them. What's the difference, Rory? What do you feel is better?
I'll be a player any day of the week. Fortunate enough they won two as a player. Should have been three, but we'll not talk about that. And obviously one as a manager, so it would be nice to get a second one. And being from where I'm from and my history with this club, it would make it extra special.
everybody knows what the manager does and has to give motivational speeches and get them up for training and stuff like that. And the players have to get themselves up right. But just a word on your backroom staff, Paul Hegarty and likes of Michael Hegarty and stuff, your support staff as well.
Aye, no, listen, our staff are excellent. They're extremely hard working. And one thing they all have in common is that they have the club's best interests at heart. A lot of local lads. Connor, Paul, Michael Doherty, Jared Boyle, the technical staff, and then you've got obviously the medical staff and Georgie Harkin, Jerry Shepherd, Phil Johnson, Gavin Doherty, all behind the scenes who work extremely hard. Lawrence Murr, who's an outstanding part of the club and people that do so much for the club that they can go unnoticed at times. I'm very, very proud to be a part of that. And it's for them people as well that you want the one for, and it makes that bus journey up the road extra special.